Hi, I'm Coach Corey Wayne, and this is my video coaching newsletter. And the topic of today's newsletter is going to be holding women accountable. This is extremely important if you want women to feel and continue feeling attraction for you as a man. You got to stand up for yourself, what you want, and be brutally honest, especially in the context of a relationship or a woman that you just met, who you're trying to get to know well. If you start acting like a doormat and letting her push you around and jerk you around, and you're too nice, too much of a nice guy, what's going to happen is she's going to lose respect for you. Because if you're not willing to stand up for yourself and put her in her place instead of tolerating little acts of disrespect, she's never going to trust your masculine core to be authentic and real and give her trustworthy feedback. Because if you just sit there and take abuse, and she knows it bothers you, but yet you do nothing about it, she's not going to trust you to be a man because you won't stand up to her. You obviously would never stand up if somebody was trying to harm her physically. Because the reality is when a woman is with you, whether it's your girlfriend or a date or your friend's kids or women that you know or your buddy's wives are with you in a group, women are under your protection. And if you allow a woman to push you around and disrespect you, and you keep putting up with it, she's not going to respect you as a man, and she's not going to want to hear anything that you got to say. So I've got an email here from a guy who met this girl. I think he met her through work, set a date, and she totally, not only did she not show up for the date and stood him up, but when he texts her, he's like, hey, I'm here. She completely ghosted him and ignored him. So it's interesting, a couple weeks later, they ran into each other at work, and she kind of acted like nothing had ever happened. And so it was interesting how he stood up to her, and then what happened afterwards. So I got a quote that I wrote, and then we'll go through his email. The quote says, women become more attracted to men who stand up to them and hold them accountable to their words and commitments versus men who allow women to jerk them around and treat them like a doormat. Being authentic and real means you are also willing to hurt someone's feelings that you love, because even though the truth is a nasty pill to swallow, brutal honesty is the hallmark of an honest and trustworthy person. Women don't trust men who are too nice because they can't trust them to be real and honest. So with that said, let's go through his email. He says, hey, Corey, I've read your book 3 times so far. Obviously, he's talking about 3% Man, first book. You can read it for free at understandingrelationships.com. Just subscribe to the email newsletter. I'm a male man in my late 20s, and I just wanted to share my success story. I used to be a bouncer at a strip club. This one particular girl really took a liking to me. I missed that dynamic where I didn't do any work, and whatever girl was feeling me would talk to me. Well, if you think about it from that particular perspective, here's a guy working at a strip bar. All the employees that are there, most of them are going to be women. There's a handful of men there, especially a bouncer, somebody that they trust, literally depend on for their physical safety. And if you're a handful of dudes and you're working with dozens of women, so, and then you're hanging out late at night after work or before work, the odds are in your favor. Just having one of them talking to you when the others notice it, you become more attractive in their eyes. And so in this particular guy's case, this works to his advantage. Because when kitty cats compete, you win. That was a Doc Love line. So true. Anyways, I got her number and set a date. When I showed up to our date, she was nowhere to be found. That was nice of her. But then again, you are dating a stripper. Not that all strippers are bad. They just have a really high likelihood of being total train wrecks. I messaged her and never heard from her. Fast forward around 2 weeks later when she works at the club again. Another thing is you've got these women that get tons of attention and validation from other men. So they have lots of choices and lots of options. She saw me and said, I looked good. I kept it brief and walked away. I got a text from her after work saying she missed me and wondered why we stopped talking. Why did we stop talking? Oh, you're such a good person. Why did we stop talking? Hilarious. I said, I hope you're doing well and we can still be work friends. Keep in touch. So he just wasn't having it. I mean, she totally ghosts him and then out of the blue acts like nothing happens. So he's putting no effort into this at all. She sounded sad and asked me what changed. I told her ghosting me shows you don't respect me or my time. So he's being brutally honest and holding her accountable. And then notice what he says next. He says, I have no hard feelings towards you, but I'm not interested in wasting my time. So he's just basically, hey, I'm out of here. I'm not going to have my time wasted. And he's not even getting an opportunity or trying to set a date or anything with her. He's just like, hey, I'm basically not interested. After that, she was saying she will come to me and being overly accommodating. She actually set the date. So she asked him out after she stood him up and ghosted him on top of that. And so she recognized right away, he's not going to put up with her crap. And was not interested really even in giving her another chance. So she had to ask for it, which is perfect. The day of the date, she asked if we are still on. And said she was shaving her legs and tanning for me. Ooh, what a big change. All because he acted like a man. Now, it doesn't mean that this woman is his future wife or girlfriend. It just means, as a man, he's creating an opportunity for sex to happen. To hang out and have fun and hook up. Just got to understand the nature of the creature you're dealing with. He says, it's just crazy how she can ghost me one day, then be super submissive the next. Because you stood up to her and you acted like a man. She obviously misjudged you. Having had a glow up, I was never used to having a girl act so into me before. I'll attach a before and after photo of me. It's really nice to see the type of woman I deserve. I don't settle for less. So these two pictures, I mean, one, he looks like a boy just because of how he's got his hair. Cleanly shaven. He looks like a nice boy. But in the other picture, he's got a beard. You can tell he's got an edge to him. He's cocky. Just completely different kind of attitude. And you can see why the women respond to him. He looks a little dangerous. He looks like a bit of a bad boy. So good for you for holding this chick accountable. And like I said, the fact that she treated you this way, I wouldn't be so enthusiastic about potentially considering this one for a girlfriend, probably maybe a hookup, a casual hookup, friends with benefits, open relationship. But we don't know. That's a pretty huge act of disrespect to stand you up for the date, to blow you off. You worked together, and yet she still mistreated you. But then again, when you stood up to her, she recognized that she totally misjudged you. So it will be interesting to see what happens going forward. So it'd be cool down the road to send us an email, a follow-up email, let us know what happens with this particular woman. So if you've got a question or a challenge you'd like to get my help with and you want to book a coaching session, go to understandingrelationships.com, click the products tab at the top of your screen, and book a session with yours truly. Until next time, I will talk to you soon.